Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So, I'm going to go ahead and do the collective reading. Let's get started by asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? A card, two cards that just flipped over. We have the Two of Cups reversed. And the first card that I saw was the Five of Cups reversed. Interesting. We've got that Cups energy. So I'm kind of feeling like maybe right now you need to take some time to take care of yourself because both cards are reversed. The Two of Cups is in regards to relationships. This could be with yourself. And I'm just kind of seeing that maybe you haven't really been putting your self-care as a priority right now. And it's kind of becoming evident. I feel like you're really starting to see the effects of it. I feel like if anything, right now you're feeling more, maybe more anxiety, more stress, kind of like you have a goal, but there's other things that are kind of in the way. Like you're kind of being present, but then you're not, all of a sudden you're somewhere else. This could also be anxiety dreams. Yeah. The five energy is always about some type of conflict, a change of some sort. So let's see, let's pull more cards. Let's cut the deck. What does collective need to hear today? We have the Emperor reversed, some kind of power play. We have the Page of Wands upright. So I feel like right now, maybe going back to basics, maybe things that you've done before that have worked in the past, practices that you started and then stopped. I feel like right now, really harnessing this fire energy is going to help. Maybe do a meditation with a candle, some type of fire work. Maybe have, if it's available to you, a fire. And maybe, yeah, I just feel like some kind of fire ritual is really going to help you right now to kind of reconnect with the truth of yourself, right? Because that Emperor card coming up reverse to me seems like maybe you're kind of feeling overwhelmed, like you're just kind of feeling like, I don't know, I feel like there's this part of you that's kind of been stressed out. Like I'm sensing a lot of stress. Like you kind of feel like maybe you feel powerless right now, or maybe someone has a power over you, or even you yourself, maybe you're working yourself to the bone. Maybe you are just disconnecting from yourself in a way that you didn't even quite realize. But I feel like right now it's kind of coming to light where you're kind of starting to feel this like anxiety, this sense of emotional turmoil. And I just see like maybe you're having anxiety dreams, or you're just kind of seeing that you don't feel as good as you could be feeling, right? So we have the King of Wands reverse. So this to me is a travel card, right? And I'm seeing that maybe you've been wanting to travel, or you've been wanting to make some plans, but for some reason it's not working out, or the plans aren't falling into place. And maybe there's a frustration around that, right? You're kind of feeling like you had so much energy to do this, to do that, and right now you're kind of, I feel like there's this image of a flame kind of sputtering, right? Like it's not flaming as strongly as it was before, and it kind of feels like there's some stress around that. It's like the stress loop where it's stressful because it's kind of doing the sputtering thing, and then you're also stressed because, you know, it's happening, and also you don't know how to stop it. And I just kind of feel like you feel disconnected from yourself right now. We have the Eight of Pentacles reversed. So right now maybe you also wanted to start something where you are a student, right? Where you wanted to be taught, maybe a workshop, maybe some kind of endeavor you wanted to nurture yourself on, right? Like maybe you've been wanting to apply yourself to something, but there's so many cards reversed right now, right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's a lot of frustration, a lot of botched up plans, right? Like you really wanted something and then something happened, or you no longer feel it, and there's just a lot of movement going on. And yeah, I'm just really sensing a lot of stress right now. On the back, I pulled the Knight of Cups reversed. So maybe you're getting messages from people. Maybe you're kind of in some kind of turmoil where you're getting messages from anything from relationships, business partners. Maybe you came across some old letters to yourself or old love letters. Just there's something going on that I feel like you're being pulled in a lot of directions and you're not really able to stand on solid ground, right? So I kind of feel like turning inwards and connecting with this fire energy, right? And kind of see what fire does, right? So fire illuminates, fire burns away. And I feel like fire is just such a transformative energy that even though there's a lot of stress going on right now, if you can connect to this transformative energy that fire provides, right, which also can give you like a new beginning, I feel like that will be really helpful right now. But maybe start off with this self-care, right? Because I feel like with that Five of Cups reverse and the Two of Cups reverse coming up right away, even just at the beginning of my shuffling of the deck, I kind of sense that maybe you're feeling, you know, like lost a little bit, right? Even though you know that you're on the right path, and like I feel like you know that things are how they're meant to be, right? And you're reaching this level of understanding. At the same time, you're holding space for this like lonely feeling, right? I'm kind of sensing like this lonely, stressful feeling where there's almost like a melancholy, nostalgic way that you're seeing yourself in your life and kind of observing how you would react to these current situations in the past. And I kind of feel like that's why there's this clashing, right? Because you're no longer that person and you're aware that these things won't work the same way for you right now and where you want to go and how much you've grown, right? Like you cannot keep applying the same habits that your past self would have. And I kind of sense that right now there's this this conflicting feeling when you're like, oh, but this used to heal me, this used to help me, this used to make me feel better. And now you're kind of realizing, okay, well, what tools do I have? Like, how can I reconnect to myself? Like, what even is myself? That, you know, how do I get in touch with myself? So I just feel like, because the only card that I'm seeing upright right now is that Page of Wands, right? And a page to me is kind of like this youthful energy, right? Like this young energy where you can really kind of go back and let go of everything, right? Kind of like let go of everything and allow yourself to start over. Like, what do you need to start over with? What do you need to get back to? What are you aware that you no longer want to do? But yeah, I'm just sensing a lot of stress and energy and drama. But I feel like if you can prioritize yourself and your self-care, this is going to go smoother for you right now, right? Like your relationship with yourself, I feel like is first and foremost really important right now. What do you need and what ways can you show loving action towards yourself? What is loving to you, right? And I feel like when you do that, when you nurture yourself, you'll be able to better, like, I feel like you'll just feel better. And these things that are kind of causing you a lot of stress right now won't feel as big, right? Like, you won't feel like, because I'm kind of sensing that maybe a part of you is like, oh, why did this happen? Or, oh, that's so annoying. Or, oh, this is, you know, but I feel like that's kind of like the root of that, like under that is really like this self-care. Like where is your self-love? How can you give that to yourself even more? Oh, on the back, I see the Ace of Swords upright. So this to me is a new beginning. All the aces to me are a new beginning because it's swords energy. And it's the only swords card that we pull today. I'm seeing this is just a new beginning. That you're going to have, you know what, that even amidst all this that's going on, I feel like there is this line of truth within you, and you know what's right and wrong for you. And this includes your boundaries, this includes your decisions, what you want, your goals. Like there's this clear-headedness about you that prevails throughout all this drama. And when you start to take care of yourself and really go back to basics with this fire energy, I feel like, yeah, fire and air, like they're just complementary of each other. So if you're able to get in touch with yourself, get in tune with yourself, you'll be able to, you know what, like I just feel like this new beginning is happening for you. Like you're just already on your way. Like even as you're listening to this, I feel like it's already happening for you and you're aware of that. So maybe you just need to listen to this as to this reading as a reminder that self-love will help you get there, you know, that will help you feel better about where you are right now. But this new beginning is already here. I feel like that's why these things have kind of worked out this way, because you're meant to show yourself new ways of love. That is a new beginning, with healthy boundaries with yourself, with others, with, yeah, getting rid of the things that don't help you, allowing yourself to begin again. Right, and beginning again in this sense, I don't see it as like a complete starting over, you know, like in every single sense of the way. Like I see it as almost like this ending of a cycle and beginning of a new one, right? And this new cycle, you just kind of needs a little more like loving support. I just kind of say like that will really help you do things that are loving for yourself, right? And this could be anything from booking yourself a massage, taking, I don't know, going to the cosmetologist, you know, getting your makeup done, getting your hair done, your nails done, going and maybe, I don't know, I just feel like there's different ways to love on yourself. And I kind of feel like this connection is whatever makes you feel emotionally healthy is going to be helpful right now. I feel like that will really help you. Yeah. Ace of Swords. Upright. Okay, that's it for today's reading. Yeah, take care of yourself. Love on yourself. I want to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today. Thank you. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.